Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We're spending most of this hour talking about the results of last night's election. Let's move up north, where Maine has become the first state to expand Medicaid through a voter referendum. Mainers approved the expansion 59-41% over the objections of Governor Paul LePage. And for more, we're joined now by Patty White, reporter for Maine Public Broadcasting. Hi there, Patty.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, how significant was yesterday's vote to expand Medicaid for Mainers?
It was very significant. I mean, this is something that the legislature has actually passed five times in the past several years. It's something that people wanted during that time, and Governor LePage vetoed all of those legislative attempts, and so that's why supporters of Medicaid expansion decided to put it on the ballot. So it was a big sign that this is something that people want.
Well, and it won pretty handily, again, that 59-41%. I mean, what were you hearing from some voters about why they were voting for it?
They were voting for it because they didn't like that people couldn't access health care. That was, you know, the supporters of Medicaid expansion in their campaign, they really got out a lot of the stories of individuals who are affected, who don't have insurance, and I think that's really what brought a lot of people out. But also a lot of people who work in healthcare, who see people who don't have insurance coverage, they were motivated to vote too.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned Governor Paul LePage's opposition to expanding Medicaid in Maine. And to that effect, he actually issued a statement just this morning saying that his administration, quote, will not implement Medicaid expansion until it has been fully funded by the legislature. Can you explain what the governor meant by that?
Well, so Governor LePage, you know, he's opposed this before, and it sounds like he really is not, he doesn't want this to pass because he said that the legislature has to fully fund it, but that they can't raise taxes, and they also can't use funds from the rainy day fund. So it kind of sounds like his plan is to basically kind of gum up the process and delay implementation because, you know, even though voters approved this, now it's in the hands of the legislature. It's like a bill, and the legislature can change it, and there can be delays. And the big question with this is how is this going to be funded? Because even though there's going to be a big injection of federal dollars, there needs to be some state funding too, about $50 million a year, and the legislature has to figure out how to allocate that money before it can be implemented.
Do you think they can do that? I mean, given the fact that the legislature in Maine itself had approved Medicaid expansion several times.
You know, that is the question. And even though it has won approval in the legislature, it has not met the bar of a two-thirds vote to override Governor LePage's vetoes in the past. And so, you know, that is the question, is will there be enough this time around? In the past, there haven't been enough votes.
I see. Now, help us with some context here, because, I mean, Governor LePage has been talking about how back in 2002, there was a form of expansion under then-Governor Angus King, and he called that, LePage called that disastrous for Maine's economy.
Right. So that Maine did, you know, Maine was one of the first states to have a more generous Medicaid program. It did end up ultimately leaving hospitals. The state had a $500 million debt owed to hospitals. But the reason that happened, supporters of Medicaid expansion say, is because Maine had a way that it funded hospitals. It gave them weekly payments, and then it would settle up at the end of the year. That was implemented before Medicaid expansion back in 2002. But then once the state expanded Medicaid, there were higher costs. Then healthcare costs in general increased. There was also the recession. So there were all these factors that created this debt. And once Maine changed the way that it paid hospitals, things got better.
Right.
But so supporters kind of say, look, that was a different time. And also at that point when Maine expanded Medicaid, there was not this higher federal match that Medicaid expansion offers under the Affordable Care Act. So even though it did sort of, there were some issues before, supporters would say that it's not really a great comparison.
I see. So last question, Patty. I mean, in the event that the Maine legislature does find a way to fund the state's portion of this Medicaid expansion, and meaning Governor Paul LePage eventually, if he does, implements it, how many more Mainers may have access to health care?
Estimates are about more than 70,000 Mainers, so it's a lot.
Wow. Well, Patty White, reporter for Maine Public Broadcasting, bringing us up to speed on Maine's last night's voter referendum to expand Medicaid there. Patty, thank you so very much.
Thank you.